Maya from Beethoven, and you're listening to WMUC-FM College.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed. Pesticides, habitat destruction, and hunting nearly drove the bald eagle, our national symbol, to extinction. After DDT was banned in the 1970s, bald eagles dramatically recovered and in 1995 were moved from endangered to threatened status. Last year, eaglet numbers doubled in Pennsylvania and increased 25% in Maryland. Craig Coppe, a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist, said, "It is truly remarkable to witness the eagle's resurgence in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. However, the real challenge comes now. It's going to be a balancing act to maintain adequate habitat for bald eagles in the midst of human population growth." And
this is WMUC-FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. And we're going to start off with a PSA.
One for you. We organized so looking for a club that celebrates friendship, then Best Buddies might be the one for you. We organize social events for local folks with disabilities to come to campus and hang out. Some of our highlights of the past years have been our holiday parties, a polar bear plunge in the freezing Chesapeake Bay, our friendship walk with Best Buddies branches from around the state, and a winter formal with over 80 people. And if you want to learn more information, check out our Instagram at BestBuddiesUMB.
Hello, guys. Oh my goodness, it's our first time on the air. Okay, Zoe's mic is off. We don't know which one. Okay, we're going to try mic two. Okay, we're still trying mic two. Maybe that one
Maybe
isn't
that one
good.
Work.
Okay, mic three, we got
Hello?
You. I don't know.
Hello.
I don't think, hold on.
Hello?
That one is good, yes.
This one.
Mic three for the win.
Wait, this one's like weird.
It is weird. Okay.
Okay,
interesting.
I'll just be like weird. It's fine.
Okay, mic two, coming back with mic two. Try that one again, Zoe. So we're really unprofessional, basically.
Hello?
Okay, that one's also weird.
Oh, no.
But I think you're fine. I think it's like a little like,
Okay.
I'm watching. Okay.
All right. Gorgeous.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah, I can see it. Okay. I think it's okay. Yeah, like
hey
as
guys.
Long as the people can hear us.
Hey, guys, as long as the people can hear us. Okay, so today I think it's like a little tradition of ours to do... maybe the first episode of each semester is just kind of random girly chatter.
Yeah, like kind of chaotic because that's just who we are, you know? That's just who we are, even though we are on FM right now.
We are on FM right now.
On FM right
wow,
now.
The waves are like, they can't handle us.
The waves can't handle us.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Oh my goodness. Okay, yeah. This is like a crazy new environment. It's 8 p.m. too. I'm in my pajamas and it feels, I mean, yeah, it just feels right now.
Oh my God, we didn't introduce ourselves.
Yeah. Okay, guys, this is Narcoleptic Insomniacs, where we basically just talk about girly things for an hour.
Yeah, I'm Zoe and I'm low-key narcoleptic. Not really, but like I sleep through my alarms. So,
right. You know. And I'm Abby and I'm low-key an insomniac and I don't sleep. I really don't sleep. Okay. Is this... Okay.
Okay.
I have the headphones. I'm wearing the pants today, so I don't know. Like...
No,
this is weird. This microphone is weird. It's fine, though. Like...
Okay. It's
yeah.
Different. Like,
yeah. We'll see.
It.
We're really not used to it. We just kind of got thrown in here, and now we have to talk.
I know. We've only had three shows, and we're already, like... the real
one. Ah, like we're on. Yeah, like we're here, guys. Yeah.
So. That's crazy.
But yeah.
I don't know. What did you want to talk about?
We didn't. Ooh, okay.
Spoken to each other.
Yeah, we haven't talked all day.
Hours.
Right.
Yeah.
So, okay, life update. Ooh, I was just so ready to get into the studio today. Like,
I
don't know. I feel like everyone is kind of into the girl duo kind of podcast vibe right now. Yes. And me personally, I've been really into like man duos. I think the man duos are kind of carrying. And it makes sense because I feel like the problem with men is that, okay, sorry, we're getting real. The problem with men, right off the bat.
Like, don't be offended. Or okay. Do be offended, but like, we're going to say it anyway.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I feel like in my experience, men will have no friends or all of the friends or like too many friends. And I feel like what a lot of men are missing is like a bestie.
Yeah.
And so I feel like right now, there's a big, like, duo situation. Okay, I'm thinking Slushy Noobs. I'm thinking Rhett and Link.
Yes, good.
I'm thinking, like, I don't know. There were more. I think this is just what the world needs right now a little bit. And I think it's really inspirational. Like, get your... like, and obviously we've known this forever because we're besties and we are here talking.
No, yeah, I think that will help solve the male loneliness of it.
Yeah, guys, get yourself a man bestie.
Yeah.
You don't even need, like, it's fine. Get yourself a BFF.
Tell them everything. Like, don't. Like,
no, yeah.
Because, like, men are weird. I know. And they don't share things with each other. Which is, like, why?
I don't know.
Why?
I couldn't tell you.
Friends, you're supposed to share stuff with each other.
Yeah, guys, it's real.
But honestly, this is out of my area of expertise.
Yeah, me too. We're speaking from not experience, but observations. We're scientists.
Men,
yeah.
Which is like, I feel like today is just gonna become us talking about men.
Sorry, guys.
Yeah. And it's probably going to be like that next week, because next week is Valentine's Day week. And
true.
That's, I think we need to talk about men then, too.
It sucks because, yeah, that's not who I am in my core.
No.
Anyway.
But
anyway.
Yeah, what was I saying? Something about men.
I don't know. Okay. Run it back. Okay.
I don't remember.
Well, okay.
Let's
say this. Okay. I do think in my observations this past week being on campus and just being around a lot more people, like I have noticed that my conversations with my female friendships do not revolve around men in a way that's like, okay.
Yeah.
I really can't. I was trying to explain this, to someone today and it's like, okay, there's some friendships where I do feel like the conversation will revolve, and you know, okay, we're like, if we're straight
or
whatever,
your
right,
your
it's like, okay, right, and it's the things you say and the things you observe in the dining hall and on the street, and I don't know, it's like immediately when that happens I'm just like, okay. Okay, so we're not like, we're not clicking. Okay,
yeah, it's just like, what,
we're a little different.
Main conversation topics that we have are not the same.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
It's a little different. Yeah, for sure. I'm like looking
Is
at...
It?
Okay, sorry. I feel like these microphones are jank.
Really?
Sorry, WMUC, but like...
I don't know. Can you hear us?
Like,
now?
Yeah, wait. I think you should listen to yourself, though, because it sounds like... I don't know. Okay, I'm going to do a headphone swap.
Okay, but like, keep talking.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's like, maybe this would be helpful for you to have the headphones.
Hello.
Like, do you hear it? It's like grainy. I don't know.
That's so weird.
Isn't it weird?
Hello.
Ah, I don't know what to do about it though.
Oh no.
Like, is there something we can do?
Could we
I tried to like turn it down a little because it was going in the red zone.
Is the other one weird too?
I couldn't. Can you hear me? Is it weird?
No, yours is fine.
Okay.
That one was
low-key worse. Okay, wait.
Should we just get, like, really intimate and talk in the same mic?
Okay, but who's going to hear?
Here we go. Okay, here. You can hear.
Okay.
But turn off my mic.
Let's try this.
Hello?
Wait, I think this is better.
Is it?
Guys, we're painting you a picture. We're really close to each other. And
crazy
we're talking
close.
In the same mic. I think this is good. This is better.
I think this is good.
I feel like a witch or something. Like,
we're, I know, like, I'm, like we're my back is hunched
and
like,
we're over. Like, okay.
Okay, sorry. Yes. Continuing okay. on.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, that men. Whole thing. So, like, okay, but I feel like I need to apologize for talking about men.
Yeah.
I'm as a woman.
As a woman, like I'm not even talking about myself anymore. Hello.
Right. It's crazy out here.
Oh my god.
Okay, let's talk about ourselves. It's 2026.
Yes.
We're a little late to the New Year's party, but
yes,
that's something really big. That you know, whatever. 2016 was 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that one didn't hit me as much as when people said 2015 was 10 years ago.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
was also a thing.
Honestly,
okay.
yeah. But it's, like, hitting the world more.
It's hitting the world. And I don't think... I feel like people our age, if you guys are saying 2016 was 10 years ago, that's crazy. We were children. Like, I don't think 2016 was for us.
We
I'm
were
really
like
sorry.
Fifth grade, right?
Yeah, that was not a time oh when God. I knew what I was doing. I barely was conscious. And we were children. So it's, like, I
yeah.
don't personally feel the nostalgia. Maybe more like 2018. That was, you know, a little
Ooh,
bit more like teenager. And things were happening. Phones were in our possession.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like there's 19 and 20-year-olds, and we're mourning 2016, but we were, like,
I know.
2 years old.
I was, like, when I was in fifth grade, I was really offline, and
oh,
my
yeah.
parents were,
because
like, 1 hour of screen time every day, so
yeah.
I didn't know, like,
oh,
anything
cute.
About the world.
Yeah.
So everyone would be talking about, like, oh, this video game, or oh, this YouTuber, and I'd be like, oh, my
no,
God,
yeah.
like, I don't
not,
know what that is.
Sure.
Like, I'm not there. Sorry, guys.
yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe there was, like, some internet consciousness for me, but I was, like, playing outside. Like,
what?
I was playing. I was taking the bus to school.
Oh,
like,
my gosh. Yeah.
I don't know. That was very much childhood.
Childhood. Yes. And what I've been saying is this winter has been a very nostalgic winter
yeah.
for me.
Yeah, it has.
In terms of, like, the TV shows I'm watching, the places I'm going, the people mm-hmm. I'm seeing, just, like, the interactions I'm having with certain people. I
yeah.
just can't... I don't know how to describe it to someone, like,
okay,
who hasn't
yeah.
lived my life.
No, because I feel like for me, I'm always very nostalgic. It definitely comes out more back at home. Like, okay, there's a TV in front of my eyes and like I can sit on the couch and do nothing. And
mm-hmm.
I'm very in tune with my inner child, my childhood bedroom, whatever. But yeah, something has been happening in like, I don't know. I don't know what shows you're specifically talking about, but I feel like everyone
mm-hmm.
is kind of... I think we're becoming more of a mainstream culture again
mm-hmm.
and watching the same shows. And I don't know. But then also, I think it's also important to have your, like, niches.
Yeah.
That no one else is watching.
But it's also, like, it's also your childhood niches. Like,
right,
I'm still
right,
going
right,
back
right,
to
right.
my childhood. Actually, can we talk about Heated Rivalry? Because
yeah.
I actually haven't seen it, but just, like, knowing that it exists brings out, like, a certain part of me that's
yeah,
just, like...
and everyone. The
like,
world.
The nostalgia, though.
Yeah,
like,
you're
the,
right.
like, inner fangirl
right.
within me. I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, this was literally me in middle school. Like, I was watching stuff
yeah.
like this and being like, oh, my God. This
Your
is
eyes
changing
were opened.
My life. My,
this is what I've been
well,
saying.
Well, like, minus the all the sex, obviously. But
yeah.
Like,
that's what everyone's
yeah.
saying. It's, like, life-changing, and I think those are the people that also were into that as,
yeah.
like, in middle school and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I was never into, like, those, like, dirty novels. I wasn't much of... Okay, yeah, that wasn't my journey,
mm-hmm.
but I also have seen it. So, like...
Yeah.
But, okay, yeah, I feel like I was trying to... Okay, like, we are becoming more of a mainstream culture where people are watching the same shows and talking about them at the same time, which is great because we were so much of a niche culture and we were all watching different random things. And that's definitely like that will always have a hold on the world.
Yeah.
Like I always say this, no one talks about the videos that they're watching on their phone. Like no one's talking about reels. No one's talking about specific TikToks that they're watching. We have conversations about movies and TV shows and like media.
Yeah.
So,
and I think this
is crazy.
This probably, and this is terrible because I love it, but like it probably started with YouTube.
Yeah, like, totally. And we love YouTube.
We love YouTube. Yeah. But like, I think it did.
That is when I'm like my weirdest, nichest person is when I'm in a YouTube phase, which I low key am right now. But I think it's a good balance with TV shows. Heated rivalry. Like, now it's like, okay, I could immediately, that's just a conversation starter. And that's what it used to be back in the day when I wasn't alive and I don't know what I'm talking about, but that's what I like to imagine. People would walk around like, did you catch that episode of whatever? And it airs once a week and you gotta be there. And that's how heated rivalry, it feels like you go up to someone in class and be like,
heated rivalry.
Yeah. Like, okay, like,
and
yes,
like
or no.
Even men.
No, it's everyone.
It's everyone. And I'm like, this is great. Like, it's great. It's romance, which is usually like, you know, female audiences or whatever.
Yeah, for sure. And it totally is. I don't know. Sorry, I feel like it's not equal.
It's okay. It's okay.
I can hear you great.
Oh, perfect. It's great. I'm chill then.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it is like really uniting people and I'm really happy. Like I think this just came out of nowhere. I think this is a very 2026 trend so far. I think it started, I think in my household it was a Stranger Things vibe for sure, and everyone was talking about that, and I think that kind of got the ball rolling. Everyone was talking about heated rivalry. The ball rolling.
Bridgerton's
coming out.
The Pit.
Traitors. I don't know if that's just a niche, but like,
I don't think so.
I think that also might be having a hold on people.
I think so, especially Rob.
Yeah,
I don't even really
have
know
a hold
him,
on. He has a hold
I know
on people.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, which is good.
Right. New episode tomorrow at 9. I'm really excited. 25 hours. Can't wait. Oh, counting down. No.
I know. No, this is what I'm saying,
yeah,
though.
This
like,
is really
the, like,
good.
I'm counting down the hours until this, like, single piece of media is coming out.
Yeah.
Like, the waiting, the anticipation, low-key, it's getting to me.
And I think it's working. I think it's doing something really good. I think we had it too easy for too long.
Exactly.
I think we were binging and we were feeling a little dirty and grimy and gross. And
Yeah,
and I think this is really good for us. It's like we can't always have what we want.
Yes, no, this is what you were saying. Like, literally this stuff about, like, yearning and wanting something.
Yes, it's a year of yearning, guys.
It's a year of yearning.
You can't always get what you want. Sometimes you have to wait a week until an episode comes out. I'm sorry. It'll be good for you. This is, like, very paternalistic. I'm sorry, but I know what's best for you. And,
it's so funny.
But to tie it all back, I also think there is nostalgia in waiting for things to come out as well. I think we're going back in time a little bit. Because, you know, the pendulum will swing one way and then it will swing the other way. Mm-hmm. So there is hope. I think for a while, this is just such like a tired topic for me. Like anyone who knows me is probably sick of me talking about this. But everyone's on social media way too much and we're getting sick of it, and it's the pendulum has swung so far that way, and now it's like, okay, we're sick of this. We're literally sick of this. So
back to TV shows.
Yeah.
Yes, let's do this. Let's watch TV.
Movies, I think we're still getting there because why are they all really bad?
Yeah, and why are they all coming out on streaming services?
Yeah, no,
and
guys,
not
get it together.
Movie
get it together.
Theaters.
Movie theaters need to stay in business.
Like, oh my gosh.
It's really sad lately.
I know.
Some
Baltimore
really
City local movie theaters are like my
actually,
heart and soul.
Are we like unique for that?
I don't know.
Does anyone else have like a niche movie theater? Like, okay, because we obviously have like a Cinemark and somewhere there's like an AMC, whatever. Mm-hmm. But like, no, the Senator, the Charles.
Yes.
There's more.
There's more, probably.
Warehouse, Rotunda. I don't know. Whatever.
I'm not talking about chain movie theaters. I'm talking about like your local, like singular building, been around for like 100 years, movie theater.
Yeah, do you guys have that?
I don't know.
Are we better than you? Sorry.
Baltimore, actually, I like it.
Yeah, sorry. Ooh, did we ever do that episode?
I don't think
Let's
so.
Let's do it. We're going to talk
perfect.
About that.
Don't this worry, is perfect because we were just at home.
If you want to hear us talk about Baltimore, just keep on listening.
Yeah, now is the time.
Yeah.
Because why are people always like, ew, I'm going to get shot there? I'm sorry.
Never, ever. Never ever
no,
speak that
I hope
to
we
me.
Don't. I hope like I could say that here, but like
oh, do the dump. I see the dump button. By
oh
the
my
way,
gosh, can I press it?
scratch that. We're gonna say a secret, and then we're just gonna dump it so you guys can't even hear it.
Yes,
because we're
okay.
Okay. I feel like it's not gonna work.
Oh, I'm scared.
Wait, what's like a secret that I have?
I don't know.
Okay, I had a, I don't know.
Wait, what is it doing?
I don't know.
Wait, I'm scared.
Wait, did we just mess up?
Oh my
Hello?
God.
Can you guys hear us? I need someone to confirm. I need someone to, like, text me. We're trying to,
5, 8.
Oh my goodness.
Can they hear us?
Oh my gosh, we're getting some feedback. I don't know. Okay, I really need someone to text me right now and see if they can hear us. I'm so sorry. But okay, someone said... Okay, Liam confirmed. Oh my god, thanks, Liam.
Wait, right now?
Yes.
You can hear us?
You can hear us. Okay.
Thank god.
Did
okay.
you hear my secret? I don't even know what it was. I actually did have a secret. Like, that was just a little beginning. That was like a little taste.
Oh my god.
I just couldn't say too much because I was scared.
Yeah, that's...
Now I'm confused.
I know,
like,
I don't know,
I don't know what we did. We dumped.
Guys.
What? Brian?
Ryan?
Brian.
What?
Guys, we're
Thank
getting
you,
so
Ryan.
Much feedback.
Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Sorry, guys.
Wait, did he just say, never mind, I don't hear it?
No, he said he didn't hear my secret.
Oh, okay, good, good.
Okay, I'll tell you later.
Yeah, I want to know.
Okay, anyway.
What were we talking about? Baltimore!
Oh,
guys,
shoot.
Be more like, hello.
Okay.
Nobody knows okay. this city like we do.
Low-key, my favorite icebreaker with people from Baltimore is if you could take people anywhere, like, where would you take them?
Yes, like, if you're taking someone not from the city or, like, from
or
the
from.
Area or yeah or like if they've never
like
been,
where would you take
just
them?
Like I just
I'm
mean
just
like if
I
you have
know.
Like a guess
oh yeah,
yeah like
oh,
where
yeah,
would you
for
take
sure.
them and I like have ideas in my head like
oh yeah
oh,
I'm cooking
gosh.
Guys
yeah.
and I really want like okay I think a lot of people in Baltimore feel so much pride as well
mm-hmm.
and I wonder if like other I don't know like do people feel that way in, like, the counties and such?
Like,
and
is it, like, oh, I love HOCO so much? Or
yeah,
MOCO,
you,
like,
I mean,
MOCO
if
pride.
You do, like, yeah, like...
I know, like, I
yeah,
want to know. Tell
I
me.
I want to know.
Yeah.
I feel the pride. Okay, we're back to where we were. Sorry,
oh,
I'm, like,
God.
Watching.
Like, that
I'm
was
scared.
Really scary.
Oh, my Aww. Aunt texted. We hear you. I feel
Thank
so supported.
Yeah, me
okay.
too.
Because this is really scary. Okay.
I know. That
anyway.
Was, I don't know. We had to
Sorry.
Test it out
we
just
really
in case.
Did. Okay, anyway.
If we,
anyway.
Yeah.
We dumped on you guys.
Yeah, we did.
Dumped.
We did.
Okay, so, yeah, I think, should we start with, like, our picks? I mean, I'm really not prepared for this, and I really want to put a lot of thought, but, like, immediately some things
Go out.
Are coming to mind.
Yes.
You know?
Where do I want to go right now? The bun shop?
Yeah, we have really good cafes.
We have really
we have
good cafes.
I could talk about this for an hour.
And no one will ever understand unless we're there.
That's true. Sorry. Like, and we'd love to take you.
Oh, yes.
Don't we'll, like,
Just let us know and we will take you there.
If we've taken you to the bun shop, we love you.
Yeah.
We do. It's an act of love. That's our love
it
language.
It is. It is. Wait, you say someplace.
Okay. Well, obviously... The Avenue.
Yes.
Ah, so good. I was just there. Shout out my brother
Woo!
Who works there. Shout out my sister who works there. Everyone works
Woo!
There. And yeah, I just ate dinner there like a bunch this past week. It was so,
that is
so good.
Nice.
It also is very nostalgic.
Yeah.
And if I've taken you there, I probably love you too.
Yeah. Same.
So,
yes.
yeah.
Anyway. And I could name, like, five different places on that street that are isolated.
Speaking of... Wait. Edmund just swiped up to, like, our post and was like, you should go to the bar on the corner there, Rocket to Venus. And yes, we do.
Yeah, we've been there.
We frequent that. Maybe not frequent.
I would say...
Maybe I've gone thrice.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's, so anyway.
Yeah. Where else would I say?
Yeah, keep going.
Doobies.
Yeah, yeah.
The Charles.
See, that's, in one round. Like, boom, boom, boom. Oh, no. The Charles and then the bun shop. Never. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry. I misspoke.
They go together because they're close together.
Yeah.
The real ones know.
Yeah. I also feel like so many... I was introduced... Okay, I get a little, like... Maybe this is my ego speaking, but mm-hmm. I feel a little, like... when someone takes me to, like, a new spot and it's actually really good, I feel a little, like, dang.
I know.
I don't know.
In Baltimore,
You know what I mean? Like, I'm like, oh, shoot. I should have known.
Yeah, like, I should have known. A little embarrassed. This is not good.
Oh, Vogue... No, The Zone.
The Zone.
I was going to say Vogue Revisited. Have yet to go there.
Right across the street, I can say Vogue Revisited. Okay. Guys.
I meant The Zone.
If you want clothes...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are good.
Yeah. Actually, if you want women's clothes...
That's true.
They have no men. Which is good.
Yeah.
No men.
Right. But, okay, actually, yeah. Doobies and then The Zone.
Mm-hmm.
That's a fun time. Mm-hmm. That's a good combo as well.
Because they're right across the street from each other.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Ooh, okay, like, I'm gonna say, like, Never on Sunday. Like, that, for me, I feel like that wasn't a me spot. It's a pizza place. And mm-hmm. it's also next to Doobie's. And it's like, okay, that one I can't claim. So mm-hmm. I'm, like, a little, like,
it's embarrassing.
But I like it there, and I'm like, okay,
yeah.
Is that so bad to be introduced to things?
I know.
No.
I love their Greek fries. They're so...
Yum.
They have, like... feta cheese on them. Like, I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
I will literally talk about them.
Ooh,
for a long
time.
There's
so many. I'm just like, things are popping right into my brain. So many. Okay. The AVAM gift shop.
Just the gift shop, not even the museum.
Hold on me.
Yes.
Oh my God. And I need to go back.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I need, like, always.
Yeah, all the time.
And it, like, if I've gotten you a gift from there, I love you.
I love you. Yeah.
Like, that is my love. Mm-hmm. The AVAM gift shop is my love language. Oh my God. I have things to give you and Paige from, like, Christmas.
Oh my God.
From the AVAM.
I love that.
It's
like
the smallest little thing
ever.
Oh my
God. No, I love it.
Yeah.
Love a gift.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that area, not the AVAM area.
Yeah, yeah. We're moving south. For sure.
Speaking of the Doobies area, going back there.
Oh, back north.
Sorry.
We're a little north.
We're a little back there.
Okay.
I want to say, and this is personal to me, because I feel like no one I know goes there.
Okay.
But the main branch of Enoch Pratt
Ooh,
Library.
Yeah, you've taken me there.
Yes.
Is that your love language?
It is. Yes.
That one, I feel like you showed me.
Yeah.
For sure.
Because it is so gorgeous there.
It's beautiful.
It's so beautiful. And no one ever goes there.
Yeah.
No one I know ever goes there, which is just crazy to me because it's, like, so beautiful in there.
No, yeah. I'm so embarrassed. I was really hyping myself up one day to, like, go there, and then I just didn't. That's not embarrassing. I just really wish I did. I regret.
Okay. I did go once by myself this winter break. And I was very proud of myself.
Because
I've never done that before.
No, yeah. I'm a little like...
It's
just
scary.
Really hard to get out of the house sometimes.
Yeah. It really is. It really is.
So, definitely, that's a spot for sure.
It's
for
my,
sure.
Like,
I think that's
super
niche
spot.
I think that is niche. But it's beautiful.
It's
and
beautiful.
I don't think it should be. Should we be more, like, strategic about our order of things?
Mm.
Like, we're kind of going in a crazy motion. There's just so many...
I just like to say stuff.
Okay, yeah. It'll just pop into my brain.
I know, because it's, like, there's no order. I just have things in my head.
I want to get more into, like... I don't know. I need to talk more with my South Baltimore family, like, the roots. Because I feel like I just don't go there that much. Like, the Fed Hill. I know that's very... Like, a lot of young people go there still.
Yeah.
And I feel like I need to explore that a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And...
No,
I don't know.
I don't really go down there,
and I need to.
I know. Low-key, like, I'm scared. Sometimes.
I just don't know how to park. And I'm sorry. That really holds me back.
It's a me thing.
It really holds me back.
I don't go there because I can't be there. Like, I can't make, like, reach there.
No,
that area.
And, like, I'll drive, but if guys don't...
Don't judge.
I might cry.
Yes.
I'm just letting you know.
No, don't. Yeah, don't judge. Don't judge.
And okay, yeah, that's the one thing is like, okay, you do have to drive everywhere, which is, you know, that's just not, that we're victims of circumstance for that one.
Yeah, it's not a walkable city.
It's not our fault.
Like, sorry that we're not freaking DC or New York.
Guys.
Like,
sorry.
We're like, yeah, we're not mainstream like that.
Ooh, speaking of mainstream, would not go to the aquarium because, like, I would, but at $50 to get in.
I know. The aquarium is for, like, rich parents who want, like, enrichment for their young children.
Yeah, or you're taking your, like, relatives from far away or
something. I do know it's, like, very popular date spot.
Actually, I might be for this.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know, though.
I think it depends on who you're with. I'm very particular about where I go to two places, aquariums and museums.
That's true.
Because people don't know how to do it right. Well, my kind of right. Mm-hmm. And then I'm like, this is awkward. Because you have to like, obviously the fish and the paintings are going to be there. But like, you are what's going to change about it.
That's
true.
Oh my gosh. We, like, are the exhibit.
This is my hot take. And I like to be silly with it and like talk a lot.
Me too. I like to be silly with it.
I like to speak, and then sometimes like I don't feel comfortable enough with you to speak. Like, it's not really about you. It's just me.
Yeah.
Like, I just like am not. I'm like, oh no, like we're not vibing
right
in that way. No, yeah. I'm scared.
No, we're the kind of girls to like make fun of the paintings.
Yes,
and that's funny.
Yeah,
and I think we get it.
I think we get it
because we've had BMA. Ooh, love me some VMA.
Yes.
Love me some VMA. And it's objectively good.
Mm-hmm.
But I do fear, terrible first date, in my opinion.
Oh, my
terrible.
God. Yeah.
Like, that would just be awful. Guys, don't do this. We're giving advice now. Do not go to a museum for a first date. Because imagine if you want to make fun of the paintings, but the person you're with wants to stand there and soak them all in.
Oh, God.
I don't know. I really like art, but... I'm sorry. Can we not be, like, pretentious?
I know, low-key, that's, like, biggest pet peeve. Like, you being a little pretentious with it. Like, guys.
We don't want that.
Guys, please. Ooh. Like, I cringe at, like, just, like, living.
I mean, sometimes I try to be pretentious just to see what it's like, and I don't like it.
I know.
I'm like, wait, nothing? You know what? Maybe I don't get art. I'm sorry. I take everything back what I said. Like, maybe I just really don't get it. But I enjoy being places with people. Like, I have fun.
Yeah.
I just like to have fun.
I know. And I think that's still appreciation of art.
Yeah.
So I think,
oh my gosh.
Think it's, yeah.
Actually, story time of when we went to the BMA with Nick and Cesar.
Shout out to you guys.
That kind of ruined the experience. Not them, but like the museum workers. Yeah. Oh my God.
They're pretentious.
That actually kind of like ruined my day because why did we... decide to like sit down in this room.
I know.
Like take a load off, sit down. We had been in there for a while. Mm-hmm. We were appreciating the art.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know, like the museum whatever, like security.
Yeah, like a lady working there.
Was like, oh no, sorry, backtrack. These old people came in.
Yeah.
And we're looking in the little room, and like there were things on the wall. They were looking at
which
the
is
things
like
on the wall.
They were their own entity.
Right.
All respect to them.
Right. And we were sitting, we were looking at some coffee table books, and then the museum worker was like, oh, you're not going to give up your seat for them?
Yeah.
And we were in shock.
I know.
I felt so, I think we just left.
Yeah, we just left the museum after that. And also, literally, all the other people in the room were like, no, I don't want to sit.
Yeah, I don't think they even did.
Like,
we were like, okay.
I know. Like, they were just rude to us for no reason.
And I'm sorry that we're young people trying to enjoy art. That's what I wanted to say.
I know. Like, gosh.
Don't you want to keep your younger audience in the world?
I know. And that's, I think, a problem in a lot of things. Like, they're like, oh, they're kids, so they will be, like, really rowdy and mess everything up.
Yeah.
But guys, like, that's, like, hello? No?
We were being polite. Anyway, would take people to the BMA, would take people to the outdoor sculpture garden.
Mm-hmm.
Really enjoy that.
Oh, another museum, the Walters.
Yeah, I haven't been so long.
I know, like, I feel like such a childhood thing.
Is it free?
It is.
Okay.
I went this winter. It was amazing. There were a lot of couples there.
Okay, interesting.
So I'm like, see, yeah. I know, I was like, okay, this is like, I don't know how I'd feel about that though, if that was me.
I don't know.
Right. Because, yeah, all they were doing were like standing there looking.
Right. I always try to gauge, is it a first date? I like to try to guess a little bit because I'm a loser. No, I don't know. Yeah, I do wonder about that. Yeah. But that's, yeah, we have some really good museums overall.
Yeah.
And that concludes the museum section of our, our episode. No. There's a ton.
There's
of stuff.
Probably more. I just like, know. Don't talk about
and
them.
And I mix up which ones are free.
Like the railroad one.
Oh, I've been there. Mm-hmm. That was the time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Why not? For, why not? Yeah.
When you like trains.
And there's always that kid that likes trains.
Really likes trains.
Yeah. So like, sure. Mm-hmm. Go for it, guys. Okay. We've talked about cafes. We talked about some shopping. There's more shopping. Don't worry.
There's always more shopping.
I think we should talk about food.
Ekiben.
It's the first thing. Which is, I feel like this is relatively new.
Yeah.
I think it came into our lives at the perfect time because we were old enough to appreciate food.
Yeah, like it was very much a high school thing for me.
And that's good because my palate has evolved. I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. It's really good. It's you don't so even good. Have to be into food to like it.
No. Yeah, no.
People come far and wide, I think.
Yeah, and they have like a lot of followers on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
They have like 60,000 followers on Instagram or something. Like, they're really legit.
There's probably some people that think Baltimore and the first thing they think is Ekiben.
Yeah.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
They have them at Orioles games. O's games. Another good thing to go to.
Love.
Mm-hmm.
Can't speak for Ravens games as much, but
I don't think I've ever been
to one. I mean, they're a little intimidating. You kind of have to be a dedicated fan. Like, you can't really go casually. That's the great thing about baseball. No one really cares.
Yeah, you're like,
it's perfect.
Yeah, and like the O's are very unreliable.
Yeah.
So nobody's
sometimes
like, oh my
gosh.
It's fun
and you know the team and that's so good. I know people definitely come just for that. And like valid, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last time I went was when we got stuck on the light rail.
Yeah.
And I think that was like the hottest day of the year.
Oh my gosh, guys.
Oh my gosh.
I think we had to leave early and then we got
because
stuck on the
light rail. Because it was
so hot. I was sweating so much. This is so TMI. I was my chair was like wet. I'm like, sorry, but like,
I just remember like, we were, okay, because we weren't like, we were going there to talk and then it was just like, wait. Never like, mind. This
know,
is like survival.
I was like panting. Like they, and I don't do that. Like it was just that bad.
They were giving
giving out ice cubes. I felt like I was losing the water in my body as I was drinking it. It was really bad.
You were just like, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. We couldn't talk about anything.
Yes.
Oh my god.
And then we get on the light rail to go home and it doesn't even take us home.
No. And I think that was the worst case scenario because there were no other Orioles fans on it because we left early.
Yeah.
So no one would even cared about us.
No.
Like,
oh my gosh.
I think it did have air conditioning though.
Thank God.
Yeah.
That was my scary. Gosh. That was so terrible.
But it was kind of funny. Like,
it was really funny. Yeah, like the lady in front of us. Oh, for context, what happened was we get on the train, right? This is the light rail train. And we start moving. All of a sudden, we jerk to a stop.
Forward, yeah.
Everyone, there's like, under 10 people in the car. Yeah. There's nobody here.
We're all like, oh my God.
Yeah. Like, the lady in front of us is like, launched into the front of the seat. Like,
yeah.
And she's just like, I don't know. She's so
I think
funny.
She was trying to sue. I think she was trying to like really lean into it. She's like, yeah. Like, I don't know.
So. And then after that, the train would move like a few feet at a time and then like jerk to a stop and you'd be like, hold on tight or else you're gonna like hit your head. I don't know.
He's like, brace for me.
I know, like, oh my gosh.
And then I think it went on and on. It was maybe an hour and it got dark and it was like, where are we gonna be?
I know.
Where are we?
Because like it can't even let, at one point it got so bad. It was like we were stopped in between stops. Mm-hmm. And apparently, I guess,
you
like,
just can't open the door.
You can't open the door when you're in between stops. So, like, the driver was just, yeah. like, jerking
we
us.
We had to make it
to the next stop. And then they were going to stop. But, like, it was so bad.
Oh my goodness.
We were, like, the lady in front of us was on FaceTime, like, yelling at her friends. She's like, oh my God. Like, someone help me. Like, oh, my God.
We had, like, nothing. That was, like, peak summer. We had nothing to do.
I think my mom came to get us. Yeah, thank you, Mom.
That was really, really amazing.
We were, like, by Lexington Market or something.
Probably, like, the one in, light rail stop where it's, like, okay.
Yeah, like, the weirdest
spot. Like, you
probably
don't want to be there, but, like, it's fine if you have somewhere to go.
Yeah, and the stop is in the middle of the street. Like, why is that?
We just got off and started. I think there were two women on the train that were like, do you want to, like, go together? And yeah. I was like, oh, like, yeah.
Like, girlhood. True. Oh, my God. Yeah. No, crazy, crazy stuff. And I feel like everyone, that's another thing. Everyone who has lived in Baltimore City and gone on public transportation.
Oh, there's stories.
Has stories.
Aww.
Because it's so notoriously unreliable.
Truly. It's quite a time.
Yeah. Like, okay, if you don't live there, we don't have school buses.
Yeah.
So all the kids.
I was going to say very middle school for me. High school a little bit.
Middle school, high school. All of the kids, like, take the buses, the trains, all of this stuff. And it kind of, like, messes everything up. I know adults get really mad.
If you've never been passed on the street waiting to go to or from school by a bus, you're not living.
No. Like, yeah. And
they,
like,
just go right,
like,
by you.
It's community because you're always with other people.
You're
so,
like, guess that one's full.
Yeah, like,
dang. Shoot. Oh, my gosh. The light rail after. You were a light rail user.
I was.
Which I'm surprised. Well, we were going two different directions.
We were.
But, like, that was, like, a sophomore year thing. I feel like I took it with, like, Ava. I don't know. That was, like, the thing.
And yours was always empty and mine was
always
full.
It was, like, but sometimes it was bad because, like, it would never come. And it was, like, okay, guys, what's going on?
It was bad.
Or sometimes the other one wouldn't come. That was real bad.
Mm-hmm.
Real bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, horror stories.
Crazy.
I know, got a little depressing there for a moment.
Well, you know, then you kind of just have to suck it up and learn how to drive.
Yeah.
So, what about all the New York kids that never learn how to drive?
Yeah.
Huh? Yeah. Fight us. Why am I so angsty?
I don't know. It's funny.
Okay. Transportation. It's, you know, you gotta drive a little bit.
Yeah,
driving.
Definitely.
I don't know why. Then there's some areas where you really can't take public transportation, too. And it's, like, that's tricky as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. But I don't know why when we were talking about that, I completely forgot about, did I already talk about FedHel? Fell's Point? Did we talk about that?
You said,
Point.
like South Baltimore.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Family,
like, I suppose. That's like a Sobo. The real Sobo.
Sobo.
No one calls it that.
Yeah, because I mean, like, okay, Inner Harbor. Like,
right.
That's not my favorite place to go.
No, which is really sad. We just went to the German Christmas market for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little, like, disappointing, I would say. Very popular. I mean, clearly the audience was people that, like, drive in and, like, park and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And everything was really overpriced as usual. And there wasn't actually that much good, like, handmade stuff.
Mm.
It was very, like, commercial. I just feel like the Inner Harbor is trying to be too commercial, but it's not reflecting. Like, that was good in, like, the 90s.
I know. Like, I think they should make it for,
like,
the people in the city rather than tourists who come
visit. Yeah, I think they should. Ooh, that's a really good way of putting it.
Because there are people in the city still, and
they
like to do things.
I would totally go. Yeah, it's like, I just don't want to go to, I can't even think, Hooters. I don't want to go there.
No.
I don't want to go to, like, a chain.
No.
You know?
Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, I don't want to go there. I'm sorry.
No.
I want to go somewhere, like, cool.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Somewhere cool. Oh, like, Soundgarden.
Good one. Good
one.
That's
a good
one. False point.
Also, low-key, a little touristy.
Yeah.
Like, that's a hot take.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, like, a lot of people I know about it who, like, aren't even from where we live, so.
Yeah, it's a very, there's just not too many record stores anymore.
Yeah.
It's not my thing. I wish it was, but also it feels like also a hobby that has kind of exploded a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes me remember, though, because there's one in, like, the Waverly area where the Waverly Farmers Market is.
Yeah, ooh.
Yes, and that's right next to Red Emma's.
Red Emma's. Oh, my gosh. Red Emma's. We, okay, funny story about me and Lucy. We sometimes just get, like, we need to go to a cafe, and I'm sorry. I love the Mount Washington Starbucks with my heart and soul, but, like, I can't go there. I can't. It's not good. It's really, like,
it's
I can't.
It's a chain at the end of the day.
I just need to, okay, so then our go-to, I would say, like, our sister spot is, like, Bird in Hand, and we're just really, like, stupid, and we always go on, like, a Sunday, and it's literally 1 p.m., and it's always the most crowded experience ever. But whatever. So it's like, okay, we go all the way there. Okay, closed. Gotta keep driving. Where do we go? And we try Red Emma's. Like, something insane was happening in there. Like, it was the most crowded I had literally ever seen it. And I know they do events and stuff.
They do.
And, I mean, yeah. I honestly have never even had a coffee from there because it just never happened. It never works out. I go for the books.
Oh, yeah.
They have a lot of books. A lot of.
Bookstore coffee shop is the best. Related. Yes, a lot of communism, but, like, I love it.
Yeah. No, and they're sometimes, oh, my God, so good. Oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. Honestly, one of my favorite book spots for sure. And, okay, Red Emma's. I don't know what, like, yeah, I go to the farmer's market. I love Charles Village. I just really do. I love, yeah, there's all that stuff there. I recently went to One World Cafe. Really good.
Yeah.
I would go back. They tried to, like, serve us alcohol. Not really, but, like, we were like, whoa. Like,
I didn't know that.
Whoa. Like, I just think it's funny when people, like, do that.
Yeah. Oh,
it's
my,
like,
God,
wait,
so
oh, my
funny.
Gosh. How old do I look?
Like, you're treating me older than
like
I am.
Like, just a normal
That's
person.
So funny.
Anyway.
Oh, my gosh.
That was good.
Yeah.
Like, Hopkins. Like, I appreciate a little Hopkins in
I
my life.
I do appreciate Hopkins.
I think it's good. Wow, this was, like, unexpected that we ended up talking about this.
I talk about Baltimore all the time, but
I
love
it. I miss it so much. It's just,
home.
Yeah, and it makes me so confused because growing up there, I think it makes me, in a way, not want to live there. But also, I think I would totally live there if I wasn't from there.
But also, if I wasn't from there, I wouldn't know what I know, and then
that's
I wouldn't
true,
go
that's
there.
True.
So it's, like, literally a paradox.
Also, I kind of could see myself living there. I don't know. Like,
I could.
I think right now my vibe is I really am into Hamden, and I just think the houses there are, like, amazing, and I just really want, I don't know, I just want a classic little row house in a
I
way.
Love
with, like,
a
friends.
Row house. Bro,
yeah.
I live in a row house. I will forever die on the hill that I love row houses.
Yeah, they're
and some
good
people are like,
vibes.
Ew, like a row house? Why would you do
no,
that? But
kind
no,
of
it's
good.
Really good. It's really good.
I mean, definitely for, like, the youth of the world. Like,
yeah.
I think that's really exciting.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's all different ways.
I know. But it's so weird talking to people who aren't from where we live because they will say, like, the weirdest things.
I'm really trying to be better at, like, standing up for
I
myself.
Know.
I really am trying to be like, okay, so actually I feel more unsafe here.
Yeah. Cause, like, okay.
I don't know.
Example, and I think I told you, but, like, we were in my row house, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we had family over, and
yeah.
my uncle was like, this house is, like, really narrow and skin, like, and it was just,
your
like,
your house is gorgeous,
judgy.
By
and,
the way.
Oh, thank
like,
you. Oh, my
just
God.
So everyone knows, her house is gorgeous.
I love my house. Bowling Hill for the win, honestly.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he was like, yeah, like, shouldn't you make these stairs wider, like, this wide? And he reaches out his arms, and it's, like, halfway through the house.
Oh,
and I'm
okay.
Yeah. And, like, again, I'm really trying to work on standing up to people
about
it. So I reply with, and this is so funny, but, like, oh, yeah, you should talk to, like, the people who constructed it back in the 1800s,
ooh,
you know, when it was built.
Got
I don't
him.
Know. Yeah.
Got him.
Because, like, this is a historical home.
Yeah.
Why are you judging it?
Ooh.
You don't have to live here.
No.
Someone else does.
Yeah, that's, like, very, ooh.
And I think that applies to the whole city.
Yeah.
Like, guys.
You don't have to live here.
No, so why are you judging it?
Don't bring your energy here. We don't even want that.
No.
I don't know.
I don't want you here. Oh, my gosh. I have another story. Sorry. This is my mom's story. She was, like, selling something on Facebook Marketplace. Mm. And this person, like, messages her and is like, hey, like, I'm interested. And she's mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, you know, like, we're right by North Ave. Mm-hmm. So, like, just go by there.
Yeah.
And then you're basically where we are. And yeah. the person replies, oh, like, I don't go in that area ever.
Just like, wait, really?
Like, totally uncalled wow. for. Like, you could just say you're not interested.
Yeah, that's true.
One. And wow. two.
Also, I'm just our neighborhood is really okay safe. With that
I
decision.
Don't know. Like, that was just really, yeah.
That's so
interesting. That was really offensive. Shout out to my mom for, like, aww. Receiving that.
Wow.
Because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy. It's really true, though. And I don't know. But I can't help but feel like, I don't know. I just want to, like, prove the world wrong. It's my 20-year-old angst, I think.
Me too. Me too.
Like, yeah, I want to, like, it really, and yeah, I've tried to explain this before too. I feel safer with more people. I think that's just how mm-hmm. the world works for me, at least. I feel safer in a city environment
yeah.
rather than kind of like the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think my worst fear would be like living in on a mountain.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. No one can hear you scream.
I know.
That's frightening.
If someone, if a serial killer comes to like get you, no one can hear you scream.
So, yeah, I definitely feel actually quite safe all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it also teaches a lot of valuable, like, lessons. Like,
about people?
Yeah.
That's what I've learned here. Because mm-hmm. not... Okay.
You gotta have your wits about you.
Like, UMD people are from Maryland. And Maryland
right.
just doesn't have that many cities.
No.
So, like, not... Most people aren't from a city.
Right.
So, and I will see it.
And here isn't... even
no.
a city, but no. it has some of the same, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Experiences? I don't know.
Exactly. And I will see, like, certain people are, like, I can tell they've never had certain interactions with people before because they don't live in a city.
I see. Yeah, things happen, like, taking public transportation to go to D.C., it's like, yeah, okay. You kind of have to know what you're doing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah. I don't know. People like walking.
Mm-hmm.
I just have a problem with walking. Oh, this is weird. Okay, here, when you walk... Okay, and I kind of am getting used to it, but
mm-hmm.
I wasn't used to this in the beginning. When you walk out and you throw your life on the line when you're crossing the street, the cars will stop.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, so I'm used to like the cars not stopping
mm-hmm.
and I think I liked that better
because mm-hmm.
it's like, okay, I'm just gonna stand at the edge of the sidewalk
mm-hmm.
obviously no one's gonna stop for me, so I'll just wait for all the cars because I'm gonna take up more time to cross anyway, so, and they're not gonna stop, but then I'll be waiting and then they stop and I'm like, oh, like,
okay, like, okay,
like they always stop. I've literally never had a car like not see me or like not stop, and I'm not used to it.
No,
I'm used to the cars like absolutely flying and like, but you know how to time it because
mm-hmm.
like, okay, they're not gonna stop for me.
I know. It's like the hesitation in there.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like
it. I want to be sure of my decision.
Mm-hmm.
And,
especially
yeah.
when there's another person standing on the
sidewalk
with
you
and they don't walk. I'm like,
well,
guys,
shoot, like should I walk?
Oh God. I don't know.
It's crazy. I literally had the longest walk of my entire life today, and I'm really upset about it.
No.
And it has to happen 3 times a week.
No.
So I'm really into, ooh. Like, okay. I will say I really do like walking on this campus.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's quite beautiful.
Right now, I don't know.
Okay, the snow is a little treacherous.
It's a little, like, gross.
Oh, my
gosh.
Like,
why is it gray and ugh?
It is. I've seen it, like, fall off the roofs of buildings on people. And I think it happened outside of my dorm because there were just, like, shards of ice on the ground that, like, because everything's pretty much cleaned up. But
yeah.
It was like, oh, that fell off the roof. And, like, what if you were standing under there?
Yeah. I can't even lie. Like, when I was, like, when my dad was driving me here from home.
Yeah.
There was, like, snow that would fly
ooh.
Off of people's like the tops
ooh.
Of their cars because, you know, like,
didn't
they'll clean off
that.
The car and like dig out the car from like a parking spot,
yeah,
but people usually won't like wipe the snow off the top,
yeah,
so it, on the highway it'll like fly off.
Ah, Oh my god.
Which I like never thought about, but I guess that's a thing. So yeah, dangerous.
Yeah, haven't been in a car in a hot minute.
I miss cars.
Yeah.
I miss Baltimore.
Yeah.
Dang.
I think we're kind of here for a little bit.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, next week, Valentine's episode. Yeah, we'll save it.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Yeah. We'll keep you guys waiting.
Yeah.
Anticipation. The yearning.
Yearning. That's a big 2026 word. I believe it's the year of the horse. I am not sure, but I think with that comes a lot of movement because horses move.
Okay, yeah.
And I think I also feel that. I think it's like a movement kind of year. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
I know.
I'm just in the, like, I want to move.
I want to move.
I want to move around.
I feel like I'm in a very transformative place in my life. A lot of things are changing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I feel.
Yeah, very dynamic right now. We're in a new environment. This room is like crazy. I think we're gonna have to share the microphone like forever.
I know.
I think like the first 15 minutes it was like, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Wait, I need to like shout out. Wait, Rachel. Hi. Wait, oh my gosh. And Audrey and my aunt. And
oh my
okay.
Gosh.
And like, hi. Okay.
Yes, guys. Like,
anyway.
We love you. Thank you for listening.
We're literally having so much fun.
We are. And we hope you are too. Because this is like the best hour of my week every week.
We were like giggling and waiting to get in.
Yeah, we were so excited. You don't even understand.
Yeah.
But yeah, we need to wrap up soon.
Okay.
So
see, I don't know how FM, like, I don't think there can be like dead air though. Or like, I don't really know.
Well, it still turns on no dab automatically.
Oh, okay.
But we need to fill out that form.
You're right. Let's go fill out our form. We'll figure it out. Mm-hmm. I'm not really sure how to do anything. It feels like sometimes.
Oh my gosh.
I feel like with the whole like school starting late. Oh my gosh. Like I don't know how to do anything right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. I don't know how to be alive.
Where's the thing?
This is crazy. The things we have to do to.
Is it?
Wait. Oh no,
it's a Google Doc.
Oh my goodness. Guys, help. Hold on. Stand by. I don't know. I don't want to leave you guys. I'm sorry. I'm clingy right now.
Me too.
Okay. Not really seeing her. That's interesting.
What do we do?
All right.
Maybe it's in the history.
Hold up. Yeah. We got this. This is really difficult to navigate. Aha.
Ah, yes.
We're so literally smart.
Very
I like this
smart.
Computer also. Wait, okay, also, I want to throw it out there. I believe that the FM is broadcasted to the little, like, lobby of the thing, the little radio station.
Yes.
So, like, we want to have, like, a listening party.
Yeah.
So like, guys, if you are a friend.
If you love us.
Yeah, please join for, like, a listening party. Okay. I'm still filling. I can't do two things at once.
No, you got this. Here, I'll take them.
Yeah.
Wait, should we make the listening party next week?
Yeah, guys.
Okay, guys, next week, if you're listening right now, come at 8 p.m. to upstairs from South Dining Hall and listen to us live.
Yeah.
And maybe even see us, you know?
That would be so fun. Like, think about it. Like, you could do your homework. You could, like... you could do so much. I don't think they can hear me.
I know.
You could do your homework and chill and make new friends, maybe.